It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Proverbs 16:20, he who gives heed to the word will prosper, and happy is he who trusts in the Lord. Interesting verse of scripture, isn't it? Some time ago, I read in the papers an account of a man in Phoenix, Arizona, who had rented an apartment but couldn't move into it because he'd lost it. Actually, he couldn't find it. It seems that Charles Rowland had sold his photo finishing business in Appleton, Wisconsin, and moved to Phoenix. Upon his arrival in Phoenix, Rowland checked into a hotel, and that same day he found an apartment and paid 1 month's rent in advance. However, he drove away without noting the address. Well, after 14 hours of driving around the city to locate the apartment, he notified a local paper of his plight. The fellow who had rented the apartment to Rowland read the article and called him at the hotel. It seems that the apartment was just 2 blocks, a couple of minutes, away from the hotel. Then there's the case of Dr. Ellis Schenken of Toronto. Dr. Schenken was punched in the eye, and as a result, he lost one of his contact lenses. Dr. Schenken, unable to find the lens, got fitted for another soon thereafter. But the eye in which Dr. Schenken got punched kept discharging, and his new lens kept popping out. Well, it should have. You see, the lens which Dr. Schenken searched for but couldn't find had been pushed into his eyelid, where it remained unnoticed. While a student in school, I worked in a grocery store to help defray my expenses. As I was stocking the shelf one day, a gentleman kept walking up and down the aisle looking for some product. Finally, he stopped in the section where the product should be. And after looking for quite a while for the product, he asked me if I knew where the product could be found. Reaching to the spot where he'd been looking for several minutes, I picked up the product and gave it to him. His comment, "If it had been a snake, it would have bitten me." It wasn't long after that till I began a search early one morning for my glasses. After searching for several minutes about the house and failing to find them, I began to accuse one of the children or my wife of misplacing them. Seeing I was about to lose what little temper I had, Linda started searching with me. She came into the room where I was searching and started to speak, only to have a wide grin come across her face. "Go look in a mirror," she said. I took the hint and suddenly realized that I was wearing the glasses I had so desperately been hunting. You know, isn't it rather funny sometimes how we can search high and low for something and then end up finding it in a place where it should have been so simple to find? These four stories could be multiplied by countless individuals who have searched for something only to find it in a place so close by. Now, there's a truth here that could be applied to countless realms. But for the sake of simplicity, let's try just one. Happiness. It's right where you are, if you can find it.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.